Sam's Got Music News.
Powered by Lowe's.
Coming up next month, we have the live adaptation of The Little Mermaid.
Look at this stuff.
Right.
Isn't it neat?
I found a big name person was supposed to be cast as Prince Eric. But that person turned it down.
Wait, I feel like I know this. Was it Harry Styles?
It was. You know,
that's okay. I hear he can't act well. That's what I've heard.
Oh, what? Really? I didn't know that.
I've never seen any of his movies. Yeah. But Taylor and Phoebe don't like the acting so much.
Oh, really?
And she didn't know our girls that.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Well, he was offered the role, but he turned it down. He told the director he wanted to do darker stuff, and he didn't want to be typecast as doing
as
musical stuff all the time.
Oh, hi.
So that's when he went off and did My Policeman and Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah. By the way, those are just the opinions of our daughters. I don't know that he's not going to be an Academy Award winner one day. Maybe he will.
Jonas,
I like the music.
Jonas Brothers have added another night to their Yankee Stadium.
I'm a sucker for you.
They had to,
you
know, right?
They teased it as one night only. Well, now it's two nights only because the first night sold out. Yankee Stadium sold out for the Jonas Brothers.
So it'll sell out a second night, too? Is that what they're...
Probably.
That's huge.
They're doing all albums from the start to now.
They're playing every one of their songs.
Okay.
And some of them, they're going to like put a medley together so they can get a bunch done in once. But they said all the songs will be played both nights.
That's really... bold and brave and
it
cool.
Was, again, the verified sale sold out the first night, so they've added a second night, and the general public sale goes on this Friday.
Wow.
So cross your fingers if you want to go see that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the annual list of the National Recording Registry, you know, the 25 songs they put in every year.
Yeah.
Well, they've done it for this year, and Madonna's album, Like a Virgin, made it.
Cover,
these
right?
are ones that they consider historically significant?
Based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance to the nation.
Okay.
Man, that one belongs there.
Stairway to Heaven made it.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine from John Lennon made it. Also, classic from the 70s.
Wasted away again in Margarita.
My goodness.
Woo!
Culturally significant, huh?
Oh, yes, especially on the weekends.
In the summer.
And there's all kinds of stuff, too. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This made it. Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Nice.
I'm apologizing in advance for this one.
Why?
Mariah Carey made it.
Oh, that song.
For this song, because it's not Christmas right now.
I apologize.
But that song made it.
That's the sound of happiness to millions.
Yeah, and also a game theme made it as well. Super Mario Brothers.
Yay. Now that's happy.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, what juice jacking is and why you don't want it to happen to your phone. One of the stories we mentioned earlier in the week in Three Things to Know is that the FBI has issued warnings to the public, to all of us, to not use public charging stations right now until they can get a handle on it. And it's called juice jacking. So if you're in an airport, a hotel, or like a shopping center, and you see the public charger. I know, Murphy, this bothers you so much, but you're going to love this because you can, you know, carry your own charger and plug, and then you're okay. But if you use the public ones, there are hackers who love to get your information from there.
Oh, really?
It's called juice jacking.
You mean if you plug into, like, in one of those airport kiosk things?
I know, and that's the thing. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, yes, this is so fabulous. They thought of me.
How
right
do they
with
hack
my coffee
them?
And my thing?
Because it's just electricity. There's not. Are there like?
I think what they're talking about is not the ones like, okay, when you go to the airport, you got the ones sometimes in between the seats in the waiting area.
Right.
I think those are just normal.
Right.
If you walk down the concourse, you see every now and then they'll have a
just
kiosk
a station all
that's
by
got
itself.
Charge any kind of phone.
Right.
And I think you can I think those are the ones they're talking about.
Okay.
And they have some of those in hotel lobbies and things like that. Those
at
are
the
ones that are hackable. This was from the Denver FBI office, and they issued this whole warning that they have tried to crack down on it. It's a big problem, and they've described it as juice jacking. And they can get everything from your phone, your email information, your contact information, your banking information, if it's all in
is
there.
Is that because their phone is also plugged in at the same time? Or
no, it's not that. They install it through the USB port. They put malware on the device. I don't know how they do it because I'm not that smart.
You're not a hacker.
Okay.
Right.
Or what they will do is they have it in the cable, and they'll leave the cable attached. Like you walk up and go, oh, look, somebody left a cable. Let me just plug in here.
Okay.
And it's in the cable because another thing they're warning about is some of the cables are charge while you download. So you just need a, charge-only cable, not a charge and download. Mm. And if you ever do plug into one of those and it says, do you want to charge or do you want to share data? Click on charge.
Okay.
You don't want to share data.
That makes sense. Or bring your own plug.
That's what the FBI is saying. Bring your own plug.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
I guess you saw the headline or know the news about Prince Harry attending his father's coronation next month. However, Meghan Markle will remain back home. She will not be going.
Hmm. Have they said a reason?
No, they've not said a reason, but I mean, have you been, have we paid attention
to
the last year?
Let me think.
I mean, that sounds like it makes for good media fodder, but maybe it's quite the innocent reason, you know?
Well, I will say that their son, Archie, his birthday is that same weekend.
Oh.
So maybe
and
she's
they're
handling
booked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Right. So daddy will be missing that. But understand this, the coronation is a 3-day event.
Yeah.
The word is they don't expect Harry. No one is expecting Harry to be there all 3 days.
I'm sure Harry doesn't want to be there all 3 days
either. He will probably just attend the crowning ceremony itself. And talk about tense. I mean, between he and William.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the world love to see he and William just getting along again like they were when they were little? I don't know. The damage that has happened in that family, which is probably on both sides. It
True.
Really is on
right.
both sides.
Right.
Any sort of damage in families usually is on both sides, but she's not attending. She's not giving a reason. I don't think she needs to give a reason.
Nope.
But the world, when you watch, Harry will be there at least for that part.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Your comments from our Facebook page.
Jody, we got a lot of love for Pawpaw.
Yay. Had the sweetest visit with Pawpaw the other night. Murphy went with me. We walked in. It was at nighttime, and he's normally sitting in his recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Pawpaw still lives alone, even though he has a lot of help from his children, my mother and her siblings, taking care of him. They live really nearby. We walked in.
They work hard to make sure he's as independent as possible.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they help him a lot. And when we walked in, he was eating his dinner.
Mm.
And he was eating fish sticks and French fries. And he loves them. Mm. So
I was hoping there were extras, but there weren't.
We're not taking food from Pawpaw.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question about that picture you posted of the grits and oatmeal or whatever.
Yeah, the breakfast that my mom prepared for him, got it ready with the packets and the bowls and all that so he could heat it up in the microwave the next morning.
Yeah, Murphy, I don't know if you've seen this picture, but it's got the
well, I saw them laid out.
Foil. I know
the foil over the water. I mean, he does take the foil off before he puts it in the microwave.
The foil is on top of the water in the Pyrex measuring cups so that the water doesn't sit open air out.
Yeah, you know how water gets nasty.
And he knows to take that off of there before he microwaves it.
He just can't see well, so it's, you know,
it's measured.
Easier for him to grab feel for things and then, you know.
It's measured out.
Right.
They even put little things on his microwave that are, you know, little elevated kind of rubber buttons.
Oh, cool.
So he knows where 30 seconds is and 1 minute is. He can feel it.
Yeah. You got some comments and some pawpaw love, too, on Facebook.
Always,
Stephanie says, no matter how old they are, or you are, they are still your parents, and you are their child.
Mm-hmm.
Love beyond belief, so sweet.
It is sweet. That picture is love in action. It just is, of the breakfast laid out for him to do for himself.
Pat says, I love it. My grandmother has a blue pitcher just like that. Wonderful memories.
Aw, sweet. There's some sort of pitcher on the counter.
A coffee pot there.
Yeah.
Louise says, that is love, all capitalized, in action. I'm glad you and members of your family show love and gratitude towards Grandfather. When you're there, give him a hug from me. God's richest blessings always. That's the thing, too. Have you ever told Papa how many people love him?
I mean,
I'm sure he's not on social media.
He knows he's loved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he understands that everyone loves him here so much, especially when we share him. But I do need to share that with him. He would love to know that.
I'm going to read a couple of them to him.
I will. Oh, that's a good idea.
Vicky says, what a great idea. I may steal this.
So cool. Check it out, the picture, if you want to, on our Facebook and Instagram. And thank you for Pawpaw Love.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. 3 things you need to know today.
Number one, the U.S. Postal Service looking at raising the price of a first class stamp again by 3 cents. And if it's approved, it'll happen in July.
Well, that'll make it like $5 now.
66 cents per letter. They're blaming inflation. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's shot up. The price of stamps has shot up a lot in the last 4 years, 30%, which is a lot.
Wow.
It's a big shipping, mailing things world, though. We want everything delivered, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have to bring it, too. Number two, Elon Musk sat down for a surprise interview with the BBC. He almost never talks to the media in depth, and he did, and it was released yesterday. He admitted that he only went through with buying Twitter because he felt like he was going to be forced to anyway by a judge.
Yeah.
So he had that regret. When asked, does he have other regrets about the day-to-day operation that he's taken over, he says the pain level has been extremely high. He does say that Twitter is now breaking even and could be in a positive cash flow situation before too long,
which is
the point. And number three, have you seen the Snoopy lookalike dog who's melting the internet?
A real dog?
Just Google it. Snoopy lookalike dog. His name is Bailey. He's crazy. Beautiful, looks just like Snoopy with the black nose and the black ears. He is a sheep-a-doodle, which is a combo between an English sheepdog and a miniature poodle. Check him out.
Three things to know today.
Social media connect.
You know, we love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook, and we did an After the Show podcast this week on Murphy's interest and excitement about electric vehicles.
I just wanted, it's now captured my attention. I know this is a couple of years late, but, you know.
No, it's okay. A lot of, you're usually an early adopter. I'm actually surprised you don't have one yet.
Really?
Yeah. And as much as you love your Batmobile, I'm surprised you don't have one yet. And we don't have a charging station in the garage. But oh my gosh, the comments on the After the Show podcast when we posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn says, Tesla all the way. Mark says, waste of money. EVs are junk.
Oh.
Susan says, no. Rhonda says, please don't do it. Todd says, God, I hope not. I think I don't know. But here's what Todd says. I think it would be neat to drive one. But if Murphy is buying or thinking it's cleaner energy, he's mistaken. The electricity used to charge an electric car is coal-driven power. Have you ever looked into that aspect of it?
Well, so, when we were doing the podcast yesterday, I said that it really wasn't for me. This is not a political based thing at all. It's about it's technology. Mm-hmm. That's what excites me.
And it's coming. Like, there's no stopping electric vehicles going to be on the road.
It's not.
I
can't really personally imagine a time without gas powered vehicles. I like the rumble and sound of a V8, and that's who I am, you know?
Michelle says, you can rent one from Hertz for a few days and see how you like it.
Oh!
That's a good idea.
Whoa!
I know!
I'm thinking summer vacation this year.
Wade says, I've been in the automotive business for 39 years, do a lot of shopping. Tesla is very popular, but not the best option, in his opinion.
Well, Consumer Reports says that. It's the kind of number five or number six in their ratings for a number of different reasons. They're just the ones that have really, I think, popularized it more than anything else because they're unique in look.
You said the Consumer Reports, it was what, Kia and Hyundai were the high ones?
Isn't that crazy?
Kia and BMW.
Yeah. Donna, EVs, too much money and replacing the batteries, second mortgage. It's just all advice for you. Like, everybody has an opinion on this.
Yeah, I love that,
When Murphy gets a new vehicle, I've only been with Murphy a couple of new vehicles because you don't do it every day.
No.
But when you get a new vehicle, you talk about it for months. You're so enamored with it.
I'm a researcher,
No. I'm just saying when you have it, you're so enamored with it for such a long time. I think this would triple that because there's so much to know.
Yeah.
All right, keep it coming. We love to hear from you on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Up next, what my dog Gus has done that none of my exes was able to do. I just realized the other day that my dog Gus, who's now 10 and a half, has been with me longer than any of my exes.
Oh, yes, really?
Well,
don't ask me why I think these things, but it's.
Wait, seriously?
10 and a half years, yeah.
You've had him for 10 and a half years?
Yeah. Well, he's 10 and a half years old, yeah.
How long was your first marriage?
That was
7, 8?
Just under 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was that's gradual. So, like 10, 6, 4.
So okay. Gus has just edged this one out, right?
No, that means your relationships have gotten shorter each time.
Exactly. That's why.
Just as your patience has.
So the next marriage is going to be about a year and a half.
So have you notified your exes of these records?
No.
We just talk about it here.
They probably wouldn't enjoy the reminder. But, you know, I had an issue a couple months ago with Gus. So I had seizures, you know.
And oh, yeah, right.
I went to the vet, and it was like, well, it's either a brain tumor, which means MRI, which is a couple $1,000, or could just be he's getting old. And they put Gus on meds, and he hasn't had a seizure in 2 months.
That's great.
I have a friend from high school. One of my best friends is a vet. And after I got the diagnosis from my vet, I texted him. I was like, hey.
What do you think
like
about
this?
Like a
second opinion.
Right.
And he's like, that's standard by the book. Exactly right.
Good.
And the one thing I didn't share with you at the time, Jody, this is great. I'm not going to give his name, but he said the chance of a brain tumor is real. Mm-hmm. Don't buy too big a bag of food.
Okay. Has he got your sense of humor?
Yeah, that's
what Sam would say.
My text back to him was, oh, save the best line for last.
Yeah.
He said, I learned that one in vet school. Not many clients I can use it on.
Aww.
Sorry.
he knows ya.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like perfect sense of humor there. But he texted, the reason it came up too is he texted me the other day to check on Gus.
It's not even his
dog. I'm not even his patient.
Yeah.
He just texted to say, hey, how's he doing?
And, you know, and that's the biggest struggle too, because you know there are options and you want to try to find answers, but it becomes so expensive. And
it's like you also want to eat and live.
And then even that, how much longer will that extend anything?
Yeah, right.
It's a guessing game.
It's a horrible decision.
That's why it's cool to get the opinion of not just your vet, but a friend.
Yeah, who is also a vet.
And if you ever have extra dog food, you know who to give it to.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
There's a lot of big feelings, strong feelings for Potter fans about this new Harry Potter news. A TV series based on the Harry Potter books was officially announced this week, yesterday, available on Warner Brothers' new streaming service that's coming, simply called Max.
Also known as HBO Max.
Yeah, but it'll be Max in time. I'll probably call it HBO Max forever.
They sent out an announcement. I got an email yesterday. It's the end of May that they're switching.
Oh, to the new name.
Max.
Okay, anyway, they gave this TV series, a whopping 10-year commitment because guess who's going to help them and serve as executive producer? J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a major Potter fan and you love the books and movies, it's going to be hard for you to see someone else take on these roles.
And they're just
going
to redo the books.
They're
going to
redo
again.
The books, but here's what we know. Here's the part of the press release is that a new cast playing the original characters over the next 10 years gives you time to give more in-depth stories that you've never seen or heard of before. So it'll just go more in-depth. You could do one episode on just like Snape getting comfortable with all the new kids coming in. You can go more in-depth. That's what it means. Not all Potter fans are happy, but it's happening.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Nationwide, it's party time.
Graduation party time.
Oh, yeah.
Does your grad want it, though? You know, we were mentioning yesterday that Phoebe's graduating from high school and that I was sending out and dealing with her invitations and the inner envelope and all that. Well, those have gone out in the mail for family only, really. But
and this is our youngest graduating, so we'll have two graduated by the time that's done, Jody.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Speaking of it,
oh.
That's the one thing, grad party. When Taylor graduated high school, it was during COVID, but we still had a socially distanced party in the backyard. Mm-hmm. It's the one you came over for, Sam.
Yeah, and I was socially distant.
I know.
I'm emotionally distant, too, but hey.
You were like that before the pandemic.
Different story.
You loved the pandemic for that,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Nobody talked to me.
Stay away.
That worked well, too. You had all the individually wrapped food items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell.
There were Chick-fil-A sandwiches everywhere. Well, near Murphy. And then, Doritos Locos Tacos.
What a fun set of treats.
Buffet style was out. Well, guess what? Phoebe's graduating in May. She is not the biggest one to want a party with like the family party with all attention on her. But one last favor, she's going to have to do it for us. I want to have the family over, your family and mine.
At our house
for a little grad party for Phoebe.
Okay. Surprise!
The weekend after her graduation.
The biggest difference between this party and the one that we had for our oldest daughter, Taylor, is that
socially distanced.
But there are a lot of deck boards with nails sticking up out of them right now, and it's in bad shape.
So this one will be indoors, though.
Oh, okay. We're not letting people go
outside. In the very dangerous deck area until we get it. Anyway, I'm so excited, though, because you see, something I've always wanted to have the excuse to do is to have a bunch of people over and do one of those big boards. You know what I'm talking about? Almost the entire, well, it won't be the whole entire.
4x8?
Just a huge, you know, the our counter bar space.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to fill it with basically a board so that there's just snacking.
Are you
going
to do one of those ones where they put all foil down?
I don't know about foil.
Where they put the nachos on top.
I want it to look prettier than that.
Oh.
Sam, thank you. But there'll be a big board, and I'll do a lot of the prep work the night before, the day before. So I just put it all out, and there'll be cake. It'll be so easy. And we can do that now, not in a post-COVID world.
What about Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A?
You guys know where it is.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, groceries for the first time since 2020, a little less expensive.
Yay!
You know, we've all been there in the grocery store recently. There are things you used to reach for that you look and you say, whoa, not today.
Yeah, they're called 2 liters. Boy, have you seen the price of 2 liters?
Have you seen the price of a gallon of ice cream? It's like, nope, I guess not. Anyway, so it's still expensive to grocery shop overall.
Yeah.
But what's gone down in price? Eggs, finally.
Oh, yeah.
Meat, butter, lettuce, all down. Higher. Then it's not, and it's not dropping breakfast cereal and ice cream.
Yeah.
Number two today, Taco Bell. You told us this in the Food Dude, Sam, that they're bringing back for the 9th time nacho fries.
Oh, yes.
It starts today. You can order them. You can put all kinds of stuff on it.
Yeah, they're going to have the loaded spicy nacho fries, too.
You can add nacho cheese and steak and all kinds of sauces with it to add a little bang. But it's only today through April 27th, so they're making it a limited time sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, HBO announced a second Game of Thrones prequel series coming, the first being House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
This one is called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the Hedge Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, okay.
Here's what's cool. It will be written and executive produced by George R.R. Martin. The series will follow an unlikely friendship in an age where the Targaryen line still holds the Iron Throne.
Will there be any Aegons?
Of course. Three things to know today. Ladies, when you are searching for the dress, a dress for an occasion, sometimes you just have to let go of your search and let the dress find you. And that
is that how it works?
Well, that's how it worked for me this time.
Yeah.
In my life, this has never happened, but it did finally happen.
The dress found you?
The dress found me. This gala thing, this formal event
I think we should explain what the formal event is, because you deserve congratulations for this. Mm. It is a national award called the Gracie. And it's named after Gracie Allen, who was married to George Burns, the legendary comedian. And it's awarded to, you know, women who have a positive impact in the media nationally. And Jody has actually won one of these Gracies this year. And so the event is coming up in May. Very proud of you. And
that's
why she's got to have, you know, the perfect dress.
And you'll be on stage with Faith Hill this year, too.
She's one of the winners this year.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be on stage with Faith. We'll all be there.
Hey, nice dress, but get her away from me.
Drew Barrymore will be there, too.
Hey,
she won for her show. Are you excited?
Yeah,
about
that?
Fun. I know.
Meghan Markle is going to be there.
Oh, really?
That's going to be security detail.
Yeah.
You guys would be like, what's her face, Jody? Yeah. What?
I think we'll be probably on the other side of the rope from all of that.
Yeah,
right?
We will. Anyway, I shared a little bit on social media a week or two ago about the search for the perfect dress for a formal event. And it's so crazy because I was struggling with it because this is a professional event.
Yes.
And I want to show respect professionally, but that doesn't mean I want to wear a boring dress. You know me.
Yeah.
When it comes to fashion, I think life is too short to be boring. I don't like to wear boring clothes, and everything I was seeing was either belonged on a, you know, 18-year-old for a prom dress or a mother of the bride. Like, no, I need somewhere in between.
Mm.
I really wanted a mermaid style. It's my favorite style, formal gown. And every mermaid gown I tried on, it was way too low in the front. And again, I'm sorry. I'm going to show professional respect here as well as be celebratory. Understand?
Yeah.
And I thought, this doesn't exist. This dress doesn't exist. I didn't know what I was going to do. I ordered like six. I tried on a bunch. Then I ordered a bunch online. So there's one more dress coming to the house, by the way, Murph. Anyway, I found it.
Oh, good.
It's perfect, but it found me.
What color?
It's nude and black.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Hmm.
It's nude and black. Murphy hasn't even seen it yet, but it accomplishes
everything. I've seen a picture of it. It's beautiful.
It accomplishes everything it needs to. It's long-sleeved, but it's sparkly, and it's a mermaid.
Oh.
And it found me.
Now I'm going to have to live up to the dress code. You know.
Good luck with that. I'm joking.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, coming to you, Rob, 877-310-4MSJ. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
How are you, Rob?
I'm good. The lady that answered before, I saw the post on Facebook where the siblings laid out the oatmeal and stuff for their pawpaw.
Yes, that's my pawpaw and my mother who did that.
Oh, really? That is so, but anyway, that hit home because I've been doing that for like the past 13 years. I started off taking care of my grandparents.
Yeah.
And then I went, my brother, 5 years this September, he'll be passed.
Mm-hmm. You've definitely been there. And that's, you know, that's how you show somebody that you love them. Sometimes it's in action, doing things.
Right, yeah. I'm taking care of my mom now, so.
Nice.
Yeah, but it just really hit. It hit my heart. Sunk. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
It
I
is.
Said, I can relate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you take care of yourself, too.
Well, I do. I know it can get overbearing sometimes, but you got to have that. I found out that I've learned a lot of patience over the years, and I learned that I have to take out, take some time for myself at
times. You sure do.
You know.
You matter, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, thank you for this. But, we love hearing from you.
All right. I appreciate y'all, and I listen to y'all's show every day, and I love y'all, and y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate that.
It's interesting, the tricks I've seen my mom and her siblings, my aunts and uncles, learn and do for Papa, you know, so that he can maintain, you know, some independence.
The microwave trick was, I didn't even think of that. They put the raised buttons for the ones, what, the 30 seconds and 1 minute for him to hit?
Mm-hmm.
I never even thought of that.
And then he has raised buttons on his remote.
Because he can't
at
see.
Home. I mean, in the living room for TV. Mostly for him, it's volume.
Well, you know, by the time somebody gets to be that age, and he'll be 94 in September, having, you know, the mental clarity and memory and everything that he still has now is really a blessing. Because when my grandmother turned 92 or 93, the only reason that she kind of began to lose her independence at all was because she had dementia. And so at some point, you really can't take care of yourself even with assistance.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like what your family is doing for Papa. So he really, reinforcing his independence is awesome.
We love hearing from you, Rob. Thank you for that.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Yesterday, we got a teaser trailer, and if you haven't seen it, go watch it. For the latest installment of True Detective, it'll be season 4, and it's called Night Country, starring Jodie Foster as the detective.
Some people come to Alaska to escape. Get away from something. Sometimes they come here looking for something. Sometimes they find it. I'm working on this case.
Dr. Lecter. No, I'm
she
joking. She doesn't say Dr. Lecter.
Or just acting in it?
I think she's doing both.
Oh, cool.
But it's set in Alaska. Mm-hmm. She's searching for like a group of men who've just mysteriously disappeared, you know, during that long night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the Game of Thrones sort of long night, but you know what I'm talking about. In the icy wilderness, watching the trailer makes me feel like I need a blanket on.
Mm.
So it's dark, it's cold, they're trying to solve a mystery, and it's just as ominous as any of the True Detectives.
Yeah.
Okay? No specific date yet, but it debuts later this year on HBO and HBO Max.
It's probably going to get everybody interested in it again.
Get it back in.
Like the first season.
Right, the first season. Bring in the heavy hitters, and Jodie Foster does not sort of take on just any project. Keep your comments coming on Facebook and Instagram. Speaking of Facebook, I'll go Facebook Live later today.
Okay, cool.
The evening.
Which room of the house?
I haven't decided yet. Why? Do you have a preference for me to
No, I was just going to log pop on my head in and visit if you want, or I can stay away.
Make sure to put your pants on.
Whichever you prefer.
Okay, so from our Instagram and Facebook pages, I've been chit-chatting back and forth with Alicia. She says, I always listen on the way to and from school. I'm a teacher. My son, who just turned 5, just asked me why you're called Murphy, Sam, and Jody. And I said, what did you tell him? And her answer is that those are their names. He said, oh, yeah, Murphy's the girl one then.
Some might say.
So Murphy is my husband. Sam is Mr. Funny Cakes over here. And I'm Jody for the little baby, sweet baby.
That is
listening.
Sweet.
And thank you for listening in the car. We appreciate you so, so much. Laura jumped in and said, hey, guys, I listen every day when I'm working. I DoorDash and I roadie delivery.
Roadie?
DoorDash and roadie. Huh. Anyway, she says, love the family camaraderie, the jokes, the stories, all of it. You make me feel as if I'm part of your family. Laura, you are.
Yeah.
Look forward to hearing you every day. Thank you. P.S. Sam has the sexiest voice ever.
Me? She's probably got me confused with Murphy.
Murphy has a really cool voice, yeah. But your voice... I mean, sexy is.
You mean my voice?
You know,
for
is
anybody
subjective.
That thinks, you know, like, if you think Tom Hanks is sexy and you've got kind of a Tom Hanks thing
you've
going.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, I have heard that a lot.
Yeah. You have a good voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. So that's from
thank
Laura.
Thank you, ladies.
Also, this week we were sharing, and I know we covered it in Three Things to Know, about Tupperware being in trouble. Like, they're looking for investors because the company's in trouble.
Yeah.
This is from Angela. You make my day. Wanted to comment about Tupperware. I still use it. That I use the ones that belong to my 2 grandmothers. I have 8 of their canisters in the lovely orange, gold, and avocado green shades.
I remember those.
I have 1 gold mixing bowl, and they are awesome. Wow. Have a great day. That's from Angela. I hope they don't go away either. Love hearing from you. Keep it coming.